With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Qatar says the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will go into effect tomorrow morning, 8:30 local time. Families of the hostages being held in Gaza bracing for any news. Reports indicate there is some plan in motion that will see some of the prisoners of war exchange. Exactly how many and exactly when, still not clear. Donald Trump about to move back into the White House.
For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, bitterly cold conditions in the coming days across a big part of the United States.
We're looking at some really very, very cold air coming down across the northern plains and the Midwest here over the next couple of days. And this is going to be driving all the way down into the Ohio Valley and much of the eastern seaboard here as we get into Inauguration Day. And as this happens, we're also going to have a winter storm that's going to be impacting areas of the Central Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into New England.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison, more than 1,000 inmates assisting firefighters in battling those blazes in Los Angeles. One inmate says the firefighting helps him to right the wrongs that he did. The fires have killed at least 27 people. This is SRN News. Sad news. Sweden is shutting down a lot of churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down 7 houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, "Knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico's Supreme Court striking down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state's attorney general. Unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the United States. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. This is SRN News. Well, when it comes to people having their own fireworks, the Aloha State says no way.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed 4 people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
As Donald Trump prepares to return to the White House, his family's circle a little different than it was 8 years ago. His youngest son, Barron, was in the 5th grade. He's now a college freshman. He is also 6'8". More details at SRNnews.com.